quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to. Hi, I'm Michelle, a mother of two teens. 13 years ago, I traded in punishments and rewards for connection. Now I prioritize relationship over behaviors, utilize play as a parenting tool, and set limits with empathy instead of consequences. Each week, I share my journey and interview clients, experts, and followers. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm Michelle, and I'm so glad you're here. And I would like to read a beautiful review from one of my Apple podcast listeners from Australia who says, OMG, I found your pod. I burst into tears during the sibling rivalry one and also really got so much out of the strong-willed child one. I'm in deep appreciation. Thank you so much for leaving these kind words. And thanks to all the people who listen to the podcast and leave reviews and ratings and pass it on to their friends. It really does help keep us visible and keep this message moving because we got to spread the word that connected parenting is where it's at. And I so appreciate the support. So thank you very, very much. Today, I really want to talk about this idea of where we spend our time in parenting. And I like this quote from Pam Leo. If you don't know Pam Leo, she's incredible. She's of the generation above me that really started this whole gentle, respectful, connected parenting. Sarah Hockwell Smith, she coined the phrase gentle parenting. But before her, we had aware parenting and conscious parenting and hand-in-hand parenting, where I got my first start in. And Pam Leo, I think, was of that generation. I think she's the same age as Patti Whitfler. But she says, either you spend time meeting your child's emotional needs by filling their cup with love, or spend time dealing with behaviors caused from their unmet needs. Either way, you spend time. So I want to really dive into this idea because I know that connected parenting seems hard, but I think it's more like parenting is hard. And parenting with connection is hard because it goes against our grain. It goes against everything that maybe we were taught or society talks about or that we expected to use in parenting. So it feels like a stretch for us when we're told to use play. It feels like a stretch for us when we say, don't use consequences. It seems like that's a really hard jump. But what I don't think it is spending more time. Because if you have a family, or if you have a child in your family that is disconnected and that isn't doing well, you know what that looks and feels like. I do. You have pushback at every request. You have sibling rivalry. You have yelling. You have all kinds of negotiations going on. Everything's a fight and a battle. And that takes time. It really, really does. And so either you're spending your time connecting with your child, or you're spending your time fighting with your child. And either way, you're spending time. And where and how do you want to spend your time with your kid? And if you're using threats and bribes and rewards and punishments and that whole thing, and it's quote unquote working, will it work over time? Or will you have spent all this time using the threats and bribes and then you finally get to a place where your child's like, nah, 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 nah. And when they do that, you've wasted so much time where you could have connected. And then you're starting at 12, 13, 14, 16, 20, 22, 24, who knows where, of rebuilding that connection. And now you've wasted so much time because it's harder to build the connection later on. Now, is it impossible? Absolutely not. It is totally 100% possible at any age, but it's harder. It definitely is harder because you've had years of these other tactics, and these other tactics have stunted the connection growth. So now you may have had it easy for a while, or what you thought was easy, right? Because you're using the threats and the bribes and the consequences and the punishments, and they're kind of quote unquote working because you're kind of muddling through. It's kind of happening. Well, I'm connected. I'm really connected to my kids, but I also use consequences. But if you've had kids for a long time, like I have, you realize that those don't work over time. They don't work for anyone. That's why we get a lot of kids at 10 and 12 and 14 and 18, where the parents have really used those tactics and now they've stopped working. Or they've used those tactics and they've only partially worked, but they've kind of muddled through it because it was all that they knew. And so by the time we get to them, it's hard because that time has been used to control as opposed to that time being used to connect. So now where it could have been quote unquote easy for 10 or 12 or 14 years, now it becomes really, really hard. And now you have to spend three times the amount of time getting back on track and connected and reestablishing your relationship. It's not impossible. It's totally doable. We see it all the time. And kids are super responsive to connection. They love it. They eat it up. They might not believe it at first. They might shun you at first. They might push you away at first because they're not sure if you really mean it or if you're really dedicated to the relationship. But if you stick in there, it works. Now back to this idea of time. Let's say you have the little kid, right? The three-year-old, and you started using threats and bribes a little bit. Yeah, I use consequences and threats and bribes, but I also use connection. Okay, great. And that probably will work at three for some kids, depending on temperament, right? Every kid is different. So temperaments for my child and many of the people we see. So the other, you know, kind of avatar, the group of people that we see are these parents of the super strong-willed kid who from day one is like, no, 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 I'm not going to time out. I don't care about your rewards. We see the ADHD kids who are like, I'm sick of all these rewards and punishments. That group of parents, they come to us pretty early because their kids don't respond to anything that's traditional or conventional. So they end up getting in early, but they work real hard at first, but then they get to kind of relax as time goes on because they've established that relationship and now they're not spending so much time, you know, trying to get everybody feeling better. But if you don't use connection, eventually, you're going to have to spend the time to make the relationship better, or you let the relationship go, which happens often too. So we see these adult kids who are estranged from their parents because there is no relationship there. It's just been a lot of manipulation, a lot of getting things done, a lot of direction, and the relationship hasn't had time to build. And so then we see these adult kids who are like, they're not vested, right? Or they're not vested in the relationship because there doesn't feel to be a relationship there.
We are going to take a short break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you the Peace and Parenting podcast free of charge. So I'll see you back in just a few minutes.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today.
This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula, which includes prebiotics
and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for supporting our sponsors. Now back to the show.
And I want to address this issue where, you know, people will say, well, I am both connected and use consequences, and we have a good relationship. And I think that people are right when they say that that absolutely can happen. It doesn't happen for the strong-willed kid, for sure. It doesn't happen for the overly compliant kid, because eventually they either find their voice or they're so tamped down that it's kind of depressing to see. And then there's this idea that you are still spending the time somewhere. So if you have, especially if you have the strong-willed kid and you don't give them the connection they need, they're going to make life really hard on you, really hard on you. They're going to push back at everything because they don't feel that connection piece, and they need to feel that connection piece in order to feel endeared to you. And we need that endearment in order to run a house, because there's, and in order to have a good relationship, really. So connected parenting doesn't take any more an extra time. It takes a certain skill, right? It takes a certain tool. It takes a certain mindset. It takes a certain framework, but it doesn't mean that it takes more time. It might take more time to kind of figure out and understand at first. It also might be hard to implement because it goes against our grain, but it definitely, long-term, I can tell you, you parent way less. I know now, and it's taken me a long time to get there because I didn't have old enough kids to know. I didn't really work with old enough kids to know. Now I've worked with so many parents and so many kids and seen so much. And in our community, I'm subjected to all kinds of teenagers and adult kids too, that I can see the full picture now. And the full picture is this. This stuff works. It 100% works. But you have to kind of do it to the letter. You know, you have to use all of the pieces of it or it won't work properly. And it makes sense because, you know, it's like anything. It's like anything we do. It's like a recipe for food. You can't leave out as, you know, one ingredient. It might still be a cake, but did it rise? It might still be a cake, but doesn't taste quite right without the sugar. So it will work, right? But will it work? I suppose. But what I can tell you is that now that I've used this stuff for 13 years, my kids who are older do really well, and I don't have to parent as much. I don't have to put in so many, you know, limits and boundaries. I don't have to have so many rules. I don't have to have so many interactions and teachings. And, you know, it was harder when they were younger because I was really trying to get this ideology. I was trying to use play. I was going against the grain. I wasn't used to it. You know, there were tantrums. I had to listen to feelings. Ugh, I couldn't listen to feelings because feelings triggered me. Once you get through all that, you're kind of smooth sailing, I have to say. Knock wood. I don't want to really tell anybody that, but it's true. The teenage years, they're still hard. Don't get me wrong. They're hard. I have a hard time. I do have a hard time. I am not like completely smooth sailing, but we get through it pretty easily. We recover. Our relationships feel solid. As me and I can get in a fight and 10 minutes later, I'm like, doesn't even bother me. Doesn't even bother her. You know, apologies are made, but we already know that we forgive one another. So it feels better. It feels much different than it did 13 years ago when I tried this whole method. I put in the time, the connection time, the connection pieces. And I see this with my clients too. You know, clients who I've had for years and years and years that just keeps getting better and better and better. Not without upset, not without moments of despair, not without moments of difficult interactions, not without moments of going to bed crying. I still have those sometimes, but they don't take me down like they used to. And we recover really quickly. So over time, connected parenting really works. It really helps the relationship and it helps everybody feel better. And you end up parenting less because you're relying so much more deeply on the relationship. And your child, as they get older, they're able to govern themselves. They're able to self-regulate more, not always and not, you know, perfectly. They're able to adhere to the rules better because they are internally motivated to do so. They are able to come to you with their problems as opposed to being scared to when they're younger and if you're not using this method. And I see that with my clients too. I've got several clients who've been with me for years and years, and they just, everything just keeps getting better and easier and more manageable. And the time piece becomes less. So you might put a lot of time and effort in at the beginning when you first start this, and it won't matter what age your kid is. If you're starting at 2 or you're starting at 14 or you're starting at 10, you might put a lot of time and effort in at first, but as you move through this journey, you put in less time and you get better behavior because you get a kid who wants to behave organically, who comes to internal remorse and guilt and shame on their own, and who responds to that internal remorse and guilt and shame by bettering themselves. Is it linear? No. Is it a straight path? No. It's a very circuitous path that they are on, these kids, and every kid has their different path. And sometimes you have to wade through difficult moments and failures and hard interactions. But over time, your kids do better. So back to this, you know, Pam Leo quote where she says, either you spend time meeting your child's emotional needs by filling their cup with love, or you spend time dealing with behaviors caused from their unmet needs. Either way, you spend time. I think that that is so poignant. She's so smart and she was well beyond her experience way back then. I think she's in her 80s. And so if we can use this as our guide with Pam Leo and say, how do you want to spend your time? Do you want to spend your time putting out fires, or do you want to spend your time trimming the trees, you know, making sure that the garden is taken care of so that you don't light on fire, so your house doesn't light on fire? Do you want to get the brush taken away? Like, how do you want to spend your time? Is it preventative time, or do you want to spend your time dealing with what crops up and just hoping? I remember that's how I used to be in parenting. I was just hoping and praying that there would be no huge upset today. Please don't be an upset today. I cannot. Please don't push back. Please don't do this. Please. Oh my God, I can't take it. And I would just be wishing that my child would be good, right? But now I don't worry about that so much because for the most part, my kids, they know how to, you know, navigate the world and me and life. And when there's an upset, I have the tools to handle the upset like I didn't before. So decide where you want to invest your time. And if you want to invest your time in meeting your child's emotional needs and filling up their cup with love, then learn the tools of connective parenting and unravel your own childhood wounds. Those two things combined together are what will get you a more connected house. If you don't know how to do that, there's several ways. You can start with episode 1 in the podcast and just start listening. There's 300. You can also take the faster track and join the Connected Parent Mastermind, which is our group coaching program, which is an amazing program. Lovely, lovely program with a live component with coaches and also with an online component. Or join our coaching one-on-one. You get all the Connected Parent Mastermind, plus you get the coaching. It's an incredible way to dive deeper into this work and eventually saving time for yourself. We will put all the links in the show notes. You can book an appointment with our consultants and we can get you the help that you so need and deserve, that we all need and deserve. All right. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting Podcast, and I'll see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.